Hello, and thanks for joining us today for another episode of our Career Corner podcast. My name is Barb Gearing. I'm a career coach with the UACDC. Joining me today is Tamia Tellis, who is going to continue our conversation around the sophomore year experience. Welcome, Tamia.
Thank you, Barb. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. So let's just jump right in. I know you have a wealth of information that can help our students. Sophomore year can be a bit overwhelming to a student since this is the time they begin feeling they want to have a major declared. This is also the time when many students are considering internships as part of their plan. This episode is packed with useful information to begin preparing. So, Tamia, can you share some ways that students can begin to connect with alumni, faculty, and staff, and why this is important steps for them to avoid being overlooked?
Absolutely, Barb. So, sophomore year is actually a prime time to actually start this process. And I say that because freshman year, they've had a chance to settle on campus and get acclimated. But sophomore year is a point in time where they want to go ahead and create a LinkedIn page and use it as a tool to find jobs, internships, and connect with EMU alumni. After creating that LinkedIn page, again, you want to use it as a tool. And as you connect with and increase your professional network, which includes the alumni, you can ask those network connections to introduce you to their personal and professional network to, again, continuously increase your professional network. Students can also attend alumni-specific events, network, and connect with additional alumni. So there are lots and lots of ways where you can actually put yourself out there and connect with EMU alums.
Now we want to learn more about informational interviews. What is an informational interview starting off, and what are some suggestions around conducting these, such as how many to do and how to initiate contact?
So an informational interview is a great and intimate way for you to establish a 15-minute conversation with the person who works in a position or a company that you want to learn more about. You definitely want to take that time to learn more about the company, the position, and get advice that cannot be found on the website. It's very important that you do your research beforehand and, again, use that time to find out information about the company, the position, and perhaps the job process, which are things that cannot be found on the website. So another thing Barb touched on, which is how to conduct these informational interviews. So my advice is to, again, get pro tips on what you can do to increase your chances of getting hired into the company. You want to ask if they could do their job search all over again or their application process all over again. What would they do differently? So again, your goal is to interview them to find out information that is not readily available on the company's website. That's how you want to spend that time. Again, carving out about 15 minutes because you don't want to take too much time out of their day. You just want just enough time to ask very direct questions.
That is such sound advice. Thank you so much for that, Tamia. I just have one final question for you. This is about summer opportunities. Sophomore year is a prime time for students to begin thinking about getting work experience over the summer. Can you tell us how they might proceed and ways to find these opportunities, such as job fairs?
Absolutely. So students can schedule an appointment to speak with one of our job search and internship specialists in the University Advising and Career Development Center. That will be a great way to learn about employment opportunities such as job fairs and professional development. I would also encourage you to activate your Handshake account. And once that account is activated, be sure to complete it. If not 100%, at least complete it up to 85%. That would be another great tool to use as a job search to look for job fairs, professional development, workshops, networking events, you name it. It can all be found in Handshake. Also join major specific clubs and organizations. Not just join the organization, but become active members of the organizations and attend their annual conferences. It's a great way to connect with other like-minded individuals in your major. Lastly, I would strongly recommend that you create and or update your LinkedIn page. Again, LinkedIn is a great tool to learn more about internships and full-time employment opportunities. But if you need additional assistance with this overall process, be sure to schedule an appointment to meet with one of our job search specialists. We can be found in room 200 McKinney. All appointments are scheduled on Handshake. And again, we are located in the University Advising and Career Development Center. Thank you.
That is such great advice, Tamia. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise regarding these topics. And we'll definitely have you on again. So be sure to tune in to our next episode as Rebecca Gatewood introduces Engaging in Your Junior Year, Part 1. This episode will discuss student employment and becoming a leader in your student organizations. As always, Eagles, stay safe, stay healthy, and remember, we support your goals.